Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
Let's move on. And South Africa's agricultural sector, I don't need to tell you, is facing challenges all the time. Climate change, soil degradation, poor infrastructure, and always the big elephant in the room, policy uncertainty. Now, in response, a broad new committee has been established to assess the country's agricultural conditions and chart a path forward. But I'm always skeptical about committees. So my question is, can this initiative deliver any meaningful solutions for farmers and food security, or is this simply, as they say, another talk shop? The chief operating officer at AgriSA, that has a huge stake in all of this, is Yolanda Andrach, and joins me on the program. So, Yolanda, what specific issues then prompted the formation of this new committee? Why now?
So, Jeremy, just to take the listeners back, both AgriSA and AgVis noted a sharp decline that was reported by StatsSA on the third quarter data of 2024. It indicated a decrease of 28.8% at the time. And at the time, we felt that this is not necessarily reflective of the agricultural conditions that we're experiencing on the ground. Subsequently, we tasked the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy, or BFAB, to do a bit of a rapid analysis on the statistics with StatsSA's own data. And at the time, we found that the data does not necessarily consider on-the-ground circumstances. Now, this is not a reflection on the model that is used to do the calculations. It is rather a reflection on the complexity of taking into account more than 60 value chains in agriculture and complex calculations on the expenditure of farmers across these value chains, and it resulted in us or in BFAB finding that the actual year-to-year or year-to-date decline in agriculture is between 5% and 6%, and not as reported by StatsSA at the time of 15.5%. This is based on the fact that there was then a 28% decline. So subsequently, we stepped into conversation with the Department of Agriculture with a view of supplying supplementary insights from underground conditions to support the statistical models that is used by the Department of Agriculture. So the idea of the committee is solely to bring more context to the statistical models that supplies to calculating GDP data, and to make sure that what we put forward is an accurate reflection of the experience of farmers on the ground.
Whether it's a 5% or a 15% decline, that figure, though, is still worrying one way or another, isn't it?
I think it is worrying. Remember, at the start of 2024, we did expect that it will be a difficult year for agriculture. So we did expect a decline. But for us, I think the principle of having accurate data is more important than the fact that in this circumstances, than the fact that, yes, this was a difficult year, and hopefully 2025 will be better.
Whether, or putting the data aside, this committee has also got a lot of other priorities that it needs to examine, whether it's the immediate needs of struggling farmers, whether it's looking at climate change, land reform, infrastructure bottlenecks. How is this particular body going to prioritize what it needs to do, and what is it hoping to come up with in terms of recommendations?
So, Jeremy, I think that we are finalizing the terms of reference of this committee by the end of the month with the Department of Agriculture. At this stage, the view is solely to focus on supplying accurate data and supplying supportive qualitative insights from the industry bodies into the statistical models of the department. So at this stage, it does not have the mandate to branch into other topics. I think from the larger policy perspective, the Agricultural Master Plan is still the framework under which we as industry and government will engage with each other. And there has been some progress over the past 2 to 3 years on some of those elements of the Master Plan. So I think from a committee perspective, yes, we will be able to get a clearer view on the state of the industry, but ultimately we're still functioning under the flagpole of the Agricultural Master Plan that was agreed to in 2022.
In terms of that Master Plan, where do you see specific progress being made, and what are the priorities for this year then?
I think over the past 18 months, 2 years, we've seen significant progress in market access issues specifically. This has resulted in, I think, growth specifically in the horticulture industry. So there's certainly, you know, an effort from the department side, but also from the industry side to grow, you know, our export markets, and it's something that we can be proud of. In conjunction with that, I think the progress that we've seen made in spheres beyond agriculture, specifically the progress that Transnet has made in the ports and that is made with railway, is also resulted in growth and some cost savings on our side. So I mean, the master plan was a broad policy framework speaking to challenges within agriculture specifically, but also in the ancillary support services, which include both railway and ports. So from our side, we see progress. It's not done, and I think, you know, we're in constant engagement with the Department of Agriculture and various other public sector stakeholders to make sure that we actually implement the plan and drive growth.
In that respect, are you confident that Transnet is on a surer footing in 2025? Because one of the big problems facing the sector, as you rightly point out, were the logistical difficulties both on rail and then both bottlenecks in Durban and in Cape Town.
Yes, I think there's very good working relationships between the fruit industry specifically and Transnet on the harvest, on both delays, but also more systemic issues in planning for the future. So we are confident that at this stage Transnet is doing, you know, its best to address short-term delays, but also from a planning perspective, addressing the long-term systemic issues faced by in the port specifically.
And I want to come back to climate change, if we can, very quickly. And obviously, this is driven by the terrible tragedy that we're witnessing in Los Angeles, for instance. To what extent is the agricultural community in South Africa finding itself having to reevaluate or give a new approach to the problem? What needs to change in that respect? How seriously are you taking the issue?
Jeremy, I think it is one of the most serious issues of 2025 will be climate adaptation and mitigation. From a farmer's perspective, I think farmers have an inherent awareness over the climatic conditions and how it's impacting production, shifting or shortening or making certain cycles later than usual. So there's a definite change in the crop seasons, and there's a definite change in the kind of crops that we plant. And with that, is also an advancement in technology in how to deal with, you know, drought-resistant kind of crops and development in that area that actually is enabling us to adapt at a much faster rate than some of our competitors. Just to give you an example, over the past 10 years, maize yields increased by tenfold on average level. So there is some progress that we are making. But is it a challenge that we foresee going forward? For sure. We see an increase in the frequency and intensity of droughts. We see an increase in the intensity of floods that we experience. And I think from an organized agricultural community perspective, various industry bodies are trying to put risk mitigation plans in place and trying to create an awareness with farmers on how to ensure a swift transition into a much warmer future.
I have no doubt that we will talk again during the course of the year. The Chief Operating Officer at AgriSA, Yolanda Anderach, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.